This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, Justin Termini, 7 o'clock. We got to get cooking. Would you trade up for Cam Ward? 216-474-0092. Would you trade up for him, Tone? Adam Schefter says there's a possibility that the Tennessee Titans are willing to listen. They are expected to listen to offers for the number one overall pick. It now would take an even stronger package to acquire the draft's top selection. At this workout, Miami QB Cam Ward will go through a private throwing session for the Titans when he works out later on for them. But the number one pick, technically, up for grabs.
Yeah, what'd you make of that? That the 24 hours prior was, oh my God, they are so all in on Cam Ward. And then a day later, it's like, oh, they're even more all in on him. It's going to take a crazy offer. Like, well, no. I mean, if you're all in, if you're 100% all in, there's no offer. When your team needs a quarterback,
yeah,
right? There's no even Godfather offer that would sway you if you thought he truly was.
So is he up for grabs or is he not up for grabs?
I think he absolutely is.
If he's
up for grabs,
what are you trading for? What are you trading for?
Okay, so someone's got to help me. Mitch, didn't you send the chart?
Owen, was that a real thing you texted yesterday?
Yeah, so I'm looking at a chart right now. I've got a chart in front of me. So it's 400 points to move up from 2-1.
All right.
Number one's worth 3,000. Number two's worth 2,600. You're not going to – pick 33 is worth 580. You're not trading that one, right? You can't trade one and two.
I mean, they can
move
ask
up
for
one
it,
spot.
They trade 3 1s for Deshaun Watson.
Now, yeah, it's moving one spot, though, as opposed to getting – the quarterback of the future, right?
Fair enough.
For sure.
Yep.
The way that I'm trying to value it out would be giving up 67, which is worth 255, and I think I had a third and a fourth, but you have two thirds, so 67 and 94. That'll get you roughly to the 3,000 value point. So it's a first and two thirds.
Now, I have, Kenny, you correct me if I'm wrong, if you're on the same page with me. I have had Cam Ward as the better prospect. Me, the Lima scout from home watching on YouTube. I have had Cam Ward be the better prospect. And it seems like most everybody except for Bucky Brooks.
Yeah.
And was it Mel Kiper? Did he?
Mel Kiper says he's going to be the best one in the draft. But
did
somehow
he change his mind?
Nobody
he
has Browns take Abdul Carter.
Yeah. Right. Which is.
What are we doing
here? I mean,
here?
I guess unless he thinks, folks, both quarterbacks are really, this is such a down
he
year.
He said the best quarterback in the draft is Shedeur Sanders, and the Browns definitely need a quarterback. Draft Abdul Carter.
They definitely don't take him.
If you definitely need a quarterback and you tell me to draft Abdul Carter, then the next sentence out of your mouth should say, he's the best quarterback in the draft. The problem is all the quarterbacks in the draft suck. That should be the next sentence that you say.
Yeah. Now, if you thought that the quarterbacks sucked, not like, yeah, I have them graded, you know, to the second round, whatever. No, sucked is different from I have a second round grade. If, sucked would be.
If you think they're all good, then.
Sucked would be like way below
but
that.
But if
right?
you think they're all good, then take the quarterback because there's always an easy way out. He could 5 years from now go, I said he was the best in the draft. I didn't say any of them were going to be good. Not that he needs an out. It's Mel Kiper. You hit, you miss. He's a legend. We don't need to go any further. But he could always just say, I said he was the best in the draft. I didn't say any of them were going to be good in the long run of the NFL. Now, I don't know what he said word for word. I'm just explaining that. Now, that seems like a backdoor. You kind of want to stand up for it. So that's why I'm just sitting there thinking, all right, we need a quarterback. All these other teams need quarterbacks here. You're at number two overall. You're telling me Shador Sanders is the best one in the draft. Then you tell me to take Abdul Carter. It don't make no sense, friend. It doesn't. But we've all kind of said the Cam Ward in one way or the other, like a lot of us have just operated as if Cam Ward is not going to be available. So if Cam Ward is available, and you're telling me it's a second and or number two, excuse me, number two overall, number 67 overall, number 94 overall, then sure, make the trade.
Now, the problem is, what if they just simply say no and they say, we don't care about your chart?
What else do I have to add? Yep, that's true. What else do I have to add?
And then it gets into how much do you really love Cam Ward? Because I don't love him. I don't love him to the extent that I'm willing to
1 in 33.
Yeah, I don't love him that much because man, they need so much help regardless. And Cam Ward's not some flawless prospect.
He is not a flawless prospect.
I fully recognize flawless prospects also can be bad. You know, I make the argument Bo Nix was better than Trevor Lawrence last year. Well, but who was the flawless prospect,
that.
And the other one had a lot of limitations?
I don't need to make the argument. I think there was actually one that was better, but he was better taken care of too. You need a quarterback. I can give you Abdul.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Carter all day long. My pass rush wasn't actually that bad overall by some of the advanced metrics that you see. I know that everybody thinks our defense sucks, but it wasn't as bad as what it's made out to be. Your offense sucked out loud. Your offense is arguably the worst you've ever seen since 99. One of the top three worst offenses we've ever seen since 99 was last year's offense. So I need a jolt. I need to have a chance. This guy has a chance. Is he good enough? Like, yeah, if there were other things coming around, yeah, fine. But I can't guarantee that the other ones are coming around. We've stopped saying anything bad about Drew Aller or Garrett Nussmeier or anybody else because they're not coming out. So now they automatically look better. You will find bad things to say about those guys. We will just do this all over again next offseason. The only difference is if you don't take Cam Ward, if you don't make that trade, then the odds go up that you're going to lose the general manager you'll let go of the general manager and the head coach.
Yeah.
So you'll have more faith in those guys.
Who is your starting quarterback in September if you don't do that?
This coming year?
Yeah.
Or your maybe guess even is as good as me. Do. Ain't going to be Russell Wilson
is
now.
Is it Kenny Pickett?
Well, let's go to Albert Breer on this because he was on Afternoon Drive yesterday. Go right to number two there. Here's him on the Titans on their willingness to trade the number one pick. Albert Breer, hit it.
The Titans people have told me that they want to go through the whole process and really kind of have a complete view, not just of Cam Ward, but of Shador Sanders, Abdul Carter, and Travis Hunter. And they're not going to be done with that process until they get through with the private workouts, which they plan on doing private workouts with each of those guys. And, you know, Carter's pro day is Friday, I believe. Hunter and Sanders will be next week. So there's still some work to be done. And look, like, they don't have to move now. Like, they control everything. You know, so yeah, they're going to make a decision on whether or not to truly listen when they're through the process. But I would agree with like the assertion that it's become less and less likely that they're going to move the pick.
All right, less and less likely that they're going to move the pick. Then here's what Albert Breer says on what he thinks the Browns are going to do at this point.
My guess would be Abdul Carter. You know, I just think he's the cleanest projection of any player in the draft, like kind of like what your vision would be for him. I think he'd be an excellent fit for Jim Schwartz's defense, the attacking upfield style of that defense. You know, and then, you know, you've got your natural successor to Myles Garrett at a premium position. And for the time being, you've got a really, really difficult pair of edge rushers to handle if you're an offense. So if I had to guess right now, and this is just a guess, I'd say they take Abdul Carter and trade for Kirk Cousins over draft weekend. But again, like
I still haven't made all my phone calls. That's just a guess at this point.
Is that something you can do?
Well, here's what worries me, Kenny, is that now with the Wilson thing settled, you're left with Carson Wentz, or that's your only leverage in a potential deal for Kirk Cousins, which the Browns, according to reporting, and it makes sense if you connect the dots, that they would still want Kirk Cousins in these scenarios. So now you actually have to like trade, and I think you're in a disadvantageous position going with Atlanta and doing a deal once, you know, these guys are off the board.
Do you like Cam Ward or do you not like Cam Ward?
I like him. I don't love him. And there is a difference.
Okay.
There is a difference. Don't you think scouts kind of draw the line somewhere?
Obviously, but I think that there's a difference in our reality and their reality. Can you talk yourself into loving Cam Ward? Is it easier for you to tell yourself you love Cam Ward than it is Shedeur Sanders?
Andrew Berry was denied that opportunity, denied himself that opportunity to fall in love with him even more because he wasn't at the pro day.
Should have been madder about that than I was yesterday. Maybe I should bring that up again.
Was the private jet not in use? They don't want to...
I was going to ask you, if your job was on the line, would you take Cam Ward? But I think if your job was on the line, wouldn't you go to Cam Ward's pro day?
I feel like, again, you would do everything. You would use every resource you could. You'd spare no expense.
Guys, his draft history is fine. I mean, don't we trust him enough where he can... There's sarcasm. People can't see my face. There's sarcasm there. His trade history has been just fine. We don't have to worry about him going to a pro day. His drafts have been great. We don't have to worry about him going to a pro day for Cam Ward.